Début du dialogue 18.
How has the role of record companies changed in the age of the internet? Since artists can self-publish and self-promote their work, it seemed that the digital world was going to make record labels obsolete. But a report published today suggests a very different story. I'm talking to Fiona Middleton, the author of a report, who will tell us about the industry she's written her very searching report on.
The core business of record companies is investing in artists in order to make them known to large audiences. My report outlines dozens of case studies with major artists, including David Guetta, One Direction, and Bruno Mars. It shows that the backing of record companies is vital to the careers of artists, though the nature of the investment is fast evolving.
So how have labels managed to remain relevant in the do-it-yourself age? It seems that A&R is playing the key role here. A&R stands for Artists and Repertoire. It's the division of a record label that's responsible for scouting new talent and accompanying and investing in the development of recording artists and songwriters.
16% of the global turnover of record labels is invested in the artists and repertoire activity. According to EU data, that's a higher percentage than what the research-intensive pharmaceuticals industry invests in R&D. The role filled by record companies is skilled, costly, and one which no other sector is prepared to play. It typically costs £1 million to introduce a new artist in a major market for the long term. This includes recording costs, tour support, video production, promotional campaigns. For all the success of the live music sector, only record labels seem to be ready to risk investing this kind of money in an unknown artist.
So the simple reason why record labels are still healthily in business is that artists continue to need them. Artists may have the tools to record, publish and distribute their own work, but they still want record labels as partners to support their professional careers.
In my report, I published two surveys of unsigned artists in the UK and Germany. Over 70% said they wanted a recording deal with a record label. Most cite marketing support as the reason why. A powerful reminder of just how important the role of marketing is in the incredibly crowded marketplace of the internet.
One of the most significant trends highlighted in your report is the shift from mass media advertising to consumer-focused, digital-led marketing. Gone are the days when marketing campaigns were only about TV and print advertising. Labels today give artists the tools and support they need to develop deeper and more engaging relationships with their fans.
Yes, record companies have reinvented their relationship with the artist, and they've also reinvented their relationship with their consumers.
That appears to be driving a much better outlook for the global market. Global recorded music industry revenues rose in 2012 for the first time since 1999, thanks to the rapid expansion of digital download and subscription services. Spotify and other subscription services are drawing in millions of new customers each year.
The positive message from my report is that, for this industry, the age of self-publishing has been more an opportunity than a threat. The partnership between artists who attract audiences by their talent and the labels that invest in them has evolved and endured.
Keith Harris, manager of Stevie Wonder, captures it in the report. He says that there's an invisible line in this business between amateur and professional. Until someone has invested time and money in you, you're on the amateur side of the line. And the truth is, nobody's interested in an amateur. They're interested in a professional.
And then there's copyright. The continued investment that record labels make in music reflects confidence in the future of the value of copyright. That's why the music and other creative industries go to such lengths to ensure that copyright is properly respected and protected.
Fin du dialogue 18.